huge silver coin reflecting sparks of peppermint. So shake off the old mold, it's a new story retold. Where have you been? Come, let's re-begin, 'cause new is the new old. The sparkling freshly twinkle in your eye is newer than a newborn newbie's cry. The old days have been sold. It's a new story retold. A brightness that's real if you know what you feel.
Peace, love, and understanding. Oh, Years and years and years and years ago, Uncle Rock came on the show, did an in-studio, and did that song acoustically. And I was like, oh, that's a Christmas song. That's a holiday song. And now it's a New Year's Eve song. It's something we can aspire to in the new year. It's Elvis Costello and the Attractions covering What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. Breeders did New Year. Gustopher Yellow Gold did New Is the New Old. And we started it all off with Old 97's Auld Lang Syne. Coming up before the end of the show, we're going to hear from Cuckoo. We're going to hear from Lori Enriquez. And as we do every year at this time, I'm going to hear from my favorite, alas, no longer together, duo, Bruce Robison, Kelly Willis, coming up. You should stick around.
Take so much away, but there's a way that time can offer you a trade. Time is gonna take so much away, but there's a way that time can offer you a trade. You gotta do something that you can get nicer at. You gotta do something that you can get wiser at. You'd better do something that you can get better at, 'cause that's the only thing that time will leave you with. 'Cause time is gonna take so much away, but there's a way that time can offer you a trade. It might be cabaret, it could be poetry, it might be trying to make a new happy family. It could be violin repair or chemistry, but if it's something that takes lots of time, that's good. 'Cause time is gonna take so much away, but there's a way that time can offer you a trade. Because your looks are gonna leave you, and your city's gonna change too, and your shoes are gonna wear through. Yeah, time is gonna take so much away, but there's a way that you can offer time a trade. You gotta do something that you can get smarter at. You gotta do something you might just be a starter at. You better do something that you can get better at, 'cause that's the thing that time will leave you with. Maybe that's why they call a trade, like when they say that you should go and learn a trade. The thing you do don't have to be to learn a trade, just get something back from time for all it takes away. It could be many things, it could be anything, it could be expertise in Middle Eastern traveling, something to slowly sow to balance life's unraveling. You have no choice, you have to pay time's price, but you can use the price to buy you something nice. Something you can only buy with lots of time. So when you're old, you blow some whippersnapper's mind. It might be researching a book that takes you 7 years, a book that helps to make the path we take to freedom clear. And when you're done, you see it started with a good idea. One good idea could cost you thousands of your days, but it's just time that you'd be spending anyway. You have no choice, you have to pay time's price, but you can use the price to buy you something nice. So I've decided recently to try to trade more decently.
September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except February's missing some.
If this year was a book, then how would it end? Would you make lots of money? Will you meet a new friend? The exposition set him now for January, and the twist of the plot will likely rise in the spring. The summertime will be the most dramatic of all. The autumn helps us fall into the sweet denim wall.
Will you finally let your readers off the hook?
If you were the author and this year was a book.
Trabbit with this, If This Year Was a Book. Jeffrey Lewis did his song Time Trades, one of my favorite songs of his. And we heard from Nina Simone as well, To Be Young, Gifted, and Black, here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Music here from Cuckoo.
You can, yeah, you can. Procrastinate. On second thought, maybe I can wait. This year I'm gonna get more sleep, but I'd rather stay up than count those sheep.
city, but I forgot I need a new jet ski. And this year I'm gonna eat less crap until McD's brings the McRib back. 'Cause I'm failing at my New Year's resolutions. Until I see Skittles and admit defeat. And this year I'm gonna get in shape. I'll hit the gym after a 12-month break. 'Cause I'm failing at my New Year's resolutions.
Feeling cozy in here. We've got the fire aglow. We're looking out at the snow. I feel so thankful for this life I hold so dear. With friends and family near. It's been another good year. I love to look down. Smiling and tell him that I love him. I love to look out and see the snow and fields and how the moon is shining bright above him. I'm hoping the ones that aren't here with me know I'm sending out my love and thinking of them.
And then this will be our year. Took a long time to come.
That is originally a zombie song, but to me, it's a Bruce Robison and Kelly Willis song. This will be my year. It is absolutely my favorite New Year song, one of my favorite songs, period. I cry pretty much every time I listen to it, including that time just now. It's just so great. Lori Enriquez did another good year. We also heard from Cuckoo, Neil Olstad, and Brian Acheson. Brian has been getting some help for some mental health challenges. He's been very upfront about that. They're going to be back out on the road in 2026. We're talking about maybe doing something at Frank Turner's Lost Evenings event in Dallas. That'll be great. And once they're back out and about, we'll have them on the show talking about their new tour. The show is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we've reached the end of the show. I appreciate you being here with me. We're online at sparetherock.com, Facebook and Instagram at Spare the Rock. Send us an email at show@sparetherock.com. If you want to listen to the show on New Year's Eve, well, you can go to that website, sparetherock.com, or go to kutx.org and click on listen, and you'll hear the most recent show there. You can stream it on demand. As we reach the end of the show, I want to say thank you. I love you all. I'm so happy that I get to do this silly radio show every week. And I'm going to keep doing it in 2026, so that's pretty cool. We start and end every show with They Might Be Giants. For some reason this year, I wanted to end the year of Spare the Rock with Turtle Songs of North America. Have a good week, y'all. Bye-bye.
Turtle Songs of North America. Put an ear out the back window. There's a sound coming from the pond or the woods that might remind you of a broken train whistle or the quiet whisper of two leaves having a quarrel over who will pay the bill. Or it may sound to you like something that isn't a sound at all, like the texture of ants on a log or the blinding taste of sunlight on the hood of a truck. Following are some of the most familiar and some of the rarest songs heard from a great variety of North American turtles. Eastern Fighting Turtle. The aggressive snarl of the Eastern Fighting Turtle can carry for up to 5 miles across still water. Even this is not a safe distance away, for this turtle is a very fast swimmer and will attack without provocation. Tudlow. On a summer evening, the song of the Tudlow can be heard. Its characteristic gasping is both a mating call and a cry for help. The number of gasps follows the Fibonacci sequence, often reaching as high as 55 or 89 gasps before the animal loses consciousness. Downy Tortuga. The song of the Downy Tortuga can be easily recognized, for it seems to be repeating the word unclean, unclean, unclean. Zombie Turtle. The beautiful call of the zombie turtle is said to hypnotize her mate for up to an hour. Human listeners are likewise entranced, often forgetting responsibilities and losing muscular control. Mud flail. The mud flail is identifiable both by its song and by the strong odor that emanates from its shell, which is in a constant state of decomposition. Its soft and rancid body is both a weakness and a natural protection against predators.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit SCWIS.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.